Holy Father, I appreciate you. God is so good. God is so good. God
into our service for all those that's gathered here this morning, also for those that are listening by way of social media or on the internet. We give you a warm welcome and we trust you'll feel the Lord's blessing, and may the Lord grant you your petition and request this morning and meet your needs, whatever your need may be, because indeed it's true we are a needy people, and until the day the Lord would call or take us home, we'll be depending upon the Lord's grace and depending upon him to answer prayer for us. We're going to sing another little chorus. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord has made a way for me. Praise God.
I know the Lord has made a way for me. I know the Lord has made a way for me. If I live
the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Lord, we thank you that we have life in you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, this morning that we have truth. We thank you, Lord, that you have set straight paths before our feet. And we know, Lord, that it leads to your home and glory. Lord, we thank you this morning for the precious word which you have preserved down through the ages. Lord, by the blood and the voice of the martyrs, Lord, we give thee praise for men and women of old who stood for truth and would not be dismayed. But Lord Jesus Christ, they stood and with their own lives, even as your word declares, they loved not their lives unto death. That we this morning could have freedom, Lord, to, Lord, have an open Bible before us. Lord, that we know that, Lord, even your word is under attack. And Lord, your people are under attack all around the world. How people hate to hear the name of Jesus. But how it thrills their souls with joy to declare and praise the mighty name of Jesus Christ our Saviour. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you have triumphed over every foe. Thank you, Lord, that you have triumphed over the grave. We thank you, Lord, that sin and death could not hold you. But Lord Jesus Christ, you rose victorious over them. And we pray, Lord, this morning that you'll help us to realize this morning that we also are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Lord, I ask you this morning, Lord, for those that are sick at this time, Lord, and needing a touch from the physician's hand. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you will give each person the faith now to reach out by faith, to touch the border of your garment, and to be healed and set free and delivered. I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for the fellowship in Arizona, Lord. We pray, Lord, for Ron Peterson's fellowship and for all those that's suffering, Lord, from this virus. We pray, Lord God, that you'll deliver them from it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, especially, Lord, for Brother Stephen McNeely and his family at this time and the surrounding family in-laws, that you'll keep them safe. And, Lord, preserve them, Lord, from all harm and all evil. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And, Lord Jesus Christ, may man also always give thee the glory. Lord, even as we faithfully heard our Brother Brand declare how that you have preserved us from sickness and how that you have kept us well. And, Lord, there's many times you've done things for us we weren't even aware of. Lord God, we give thee praise, Lord, for all the things that you've done that we weren't aware of, because surely, Lord, our lives are filled with blessings every day that we don't know about, for thou art a good God. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, you'll help us in all things to praise thee and to give thee mention and to magnify thy holy name. I ask you, Lord, for the prayer request sent by Sister Mary Borthwick for this young man, Ben. Lord, we pray you'll touch his body and give him a full recovery. And we pray that you'll save his soul and all those surrounding to him. Lord, we pray and you'll save them in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, also for the young man, Noah's family, Lord, whose tragic loss this morning is causing broken hearts, Lord, and suffering and anguish. We pray, Lord, by the Holy Ghost, that you'll go and give the comfort that only you knows how to give, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord God, also that it will lead to repentance and salvation among the household. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Pray, Lord, you'll help us, Lord, to be compassionate, Lord, to pray one for another and to love one another in the name of Jesus Christ. We also thank, Lord, of the McKinstry family at this time, Lord, who are suffering a bereavement, Lord, also. We pray, Lord God, that indeed you'll take this opportunity, Lord Jesus, to speak to them. Lord, even as Solomon said that the day of the dead was better and the day of mourning was better than not of celebration, because the living shall lay it to his heart. And I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, at this time, that all those that would go to the funeral or to the wake or gather around the home of Jackie's family, Lord, we pray indeed that the living will consider that this is the final end of man, for it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that they'll consider it. And Lord God, that they'll consider deliverance in Jesus Christ, we pray. We pray, Lord God, you'll lead them to repentance. Pray, Lord God, you'll save the unsaved. And for those that are saved in the family, give them strength to be a witness for you. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will, Lord, give them strength, Lord, and give them wisdom to say the right words. And we pray, Lord, that the words that they'll speak will be words, Lord, from heaven. Lord, that they'll disperse sin and disperse doubt and disperse accusations, Lord, and criticism. But Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that thy word will come forth, Lord, even us. Brass, Lord, that's tried in the fire, Lord Jesus, or gold, Lord, that's tried in the fire, and come forth shining and pure, Lord, even as it is, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that it'll destroy all the dross round about it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I ask you, Lord, this morning now, Lord, for each one that's gathered here. If anyone is in need, pray, Lord, you'll meet that need. And I ask you, Lord, for those that'll be listening in this morning also, that you'll meet the need of those people also. And Lord Jesus Christ, help us, Lord, to worship you. Help us to praise you. Help us to magnify you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, there's many sorrowful events, many things in this world, Lord, to bring us down and to bring sorrow upon us, because, Lord, we see the way things are going. We live in an age where they would call sweet bitter and bitter sweet. But Lord, we look up to thee, for we know that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Lord, help us to realize that the time is short. And Lord, there is but a short time, and we pray, Lord, you'll help us, Lord, to hurl forth the gospel message, Lord, with such fervency, Lord Jesus Christ, and sincereness, Lord, that we would reach those that are dying round about us. For indeed, Lord, we live in a sin-cursed world. Men and women are dying every day. They're going to hell. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray you'll help us, Lord, to present the gospel. Lord, we know, Lord, that your word says that straight is the gate and narrow the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you for mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, you'll help us, Lord, to rescue some of that broad road, for we ask it in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. And even as the pastor would come this morning with the gospel message, we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, even as he would be finished the sermon, Lord, but we pray, Lord, that the voice of the preacher will preach on and speak on in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will take the word and convict hearts of sin, and that people will indeed be saved. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing a hymn from the Redemption Hymn Book, number 703. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when he said, "Will thou be clean?" I'm glad it says not him, that it was open wide for all my sin. There was no narrow points. There was no point where I was maybe going to make it or wasn't going to make it. But Jesus says, "All that come unto me, I shall in no wise cast out." There's room for all who come this morning. Amen.
Oh, when I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when he said, "Wilt thou be clean?" I
for Pastor prepared to come. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I am so glad he took me in. He has pardoned my transgressions. He has cleansed my heart from sin.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. My transgression, he has cleansed my heart from sin. I will praise him, praise the Lamb, the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood has wiped away.
Lord bless you as your pastor comes.
Praise the Lord. Lord bless each and every one, and we do give everyone a very warm welcome in our service in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just thank the Lord for this another opportunity that we can meet together and come around the Word of God and hear the Word of God. And we do thank the Lord for His Word. And the Word of God is precious. And we know we're living in a time and an age where God's Word is very precious to many of us. Praise God. I want to thank Gary for leading our songs this morning. It's windy, it's blowy, but praise God, we're in the upper sod this morning. We've something to rejoice about. We're still here. Praise the Lord, and we're saved. And we're on our way to heaven. Praise God, and we thank the Lord for that this morning. I want this morning to continue from the Word of God on the subject of God's plan for salvation. And I want to greet all those that's listening in by way of Facebook and the internet. And as our brothers already said, may the Lord bless each and every one of you. And we do give you a very warm welcome in their service. And those listening in Southern Ireland, in America, in Australia, New Zealand, Germany, and many different parts of the world, people have been tuning in to hear the Word of God. And we're not here to speak about any man or to uplift any man or any organization, but we are here today to uplift the name that is above every name, and that is the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. His name is above every other name, for there's no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to turn to John's Gospel, chapter 1. Verse 12 and 13. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Let us just bow again for a word of prayer, and we do certainly say amen to all our brothers prayed. And we've heard of the tragic circumstances of a young man in Belfast, and what a tragedy for that family. And we want to pray again for God's great comfort, and also for relatives of our own at the loss of Jackie McKinstry as well. And also our brethren, there's our brothers prayed in America, Brother Ron Peterson, still in hospital, very ill. Another brethren, Brother Daniel, that was over here and preached for us, ill in hospital. We want to pray, and we know that Jesus is not only a Savior, but we believe he is a healer as well. Let us bow our heads again. Our Father and our eternal God, we do bow before thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we thank thee for an open access into thy very throne room and into thy very presence. We thank thee for the blood of the Lamb washes us and cleanses us from all sin. Father, we would pray this morning that the power of the Holy Ghost will move in a very special way in our service. We would ask for each one that's come along that thou will bless them, touch them, and strengthen them. And Lord, for those that need your healing, may they be healed in Jesus Christ's name. We rebuke the devourer, Satan. You are a liar. You're the father of lies, and we rebuke you. We come against you in Jesus Christ's name by the power of the blood and the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for victory over the devil and over all his cohorts because of Calvary in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for a brother in America that thou indeed, as a brother Gary's prayed, will touch them and heal them and strengthen them and recover every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for the poor family in Belfast, for your comfort, for all the McKinstry family and all the relatives of Jackie McKinstry, that thou would comfort and bless and strengthen each and every one of them. Now, Lord, we're here to do a job, and that's to preach your gospel and to lift up your name. Lord, I pray you'll help us now, and I pray that you'll take authority over every demon power over these airwaves and over this area in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I do take the blessed Holy Spirit to help me, and I thank you that you do, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God's plan of salvation. God now offers to us salvation, not through any religious works or programs, but through the personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In order to be saved, we must acknowledge our sins and repent, that is, turn from our sins. We must believe that Jesus Christ died for us and rose again. We must receive the risen Christ by faith as our personal Savior, and we must publicly confess him as our Lord. After we have received Christ in this way, he dwells continually in our hearts by faith, and he gives us eternal life and power to lead a life of righteousness and victory over sin. Our opening scripture, "But as many as received him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God." Firstly, how can one receive salvation? And my whole message today is about salvation, and I make no apologies for that. We know the most important thing for any man and any woman is to be saved. Salvation is of the utmost importance, so much that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How can one receive this salvation now today? And we see in our opening scripture, you must seek salvation. Now, to seek salvation, there's only one place and only one way to seek salvation, and that is to seek the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot seek salvation in a building. You cannot seek salvation in a movement. You cannot seek salvation in an organization. But there's only one place you can seek salvation, and that is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is only in and through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ that man can be saved. As many as received him, Jesus Christ, that God give power to become the sons of God. It is Jesus Christ that must be received. There's nothing else that you can receive that will save you, only the Lord Jesus Christ. When should you seek salvation? Well, the Bible tells us in Proverbs, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." 2 Corinthians 6 and 2 tells us, "For he saith, I have heard thee in an accepted time. In a day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." This is the day of salvation.
This is the time now that you need to seek the Lord for salvation. The Bible is warning us not to put off today, tomorrow, what you can do today. The Bible is warning us that no man, no woman can boast themselves, I get saved next week or tomorrow, but the Bible is clear that we don't know what a day brings forth. We've saw the tragedies, we've saw the things that's happening, and no man knows what's going to take place or what's going to happen. And that's why every single one of us need to be ready, and we need this salvation. We need to seek the salvation today, right now, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we save ourselves by good works? Many people are trying it. Many organizations are trying it. Many religions are trying it. They're doing programs. They're doing good works. And the Bible is clear. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace you save through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's no works that we can do that will save us. There's no works that any man can do that will save them. It is only by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that we're saved. So people that's trying to do works to get into heaven, I'm sorry, but you're going to come up short. So short that you're going to be lost. So short that you're going to be found out on the day of God's judgment that you're not saved. Because there's only one way to be saved, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Titus 3 verse 5 tells us, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Also, can we be saved by keeping the law? Some people think, you know, I believe the law. That's good. That's good to believe the law. And a Christian should believe the law. But keeping the law alone cannot save you. You could keep the law. You could do the law. What about the man that came to Jesus? And Jesus asked him about the law. And he said to Jesus, all this have I done from my youth. And the Lord says, yet thou lackest one thing. And he said, what would that be? He says, go sell all you have and follow me. And the Bible says he went away sorrowful, for he had great riches. His riches held his heart. His riches owned his heart. And there's people, and they're doing works, and they're very religious, but they're not saved. And keeping the law won't save you. You could keep the law, you could do the law, you could do your best, but if you've never received the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're still lost. Absolutely lost without the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's only provided way to heaven. He's the door. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the light. The Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 3 and 20 tells us, therefore by the deeds of the law, there shall be no flesh justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. The law gives you the knowledge of sin. But once you have the knowledge of sin, you need the remedy for sin. And there's only one remedy for sin. And the remedy for sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin and from all unrighteousness. So if you use the law, it'll show you your sin, but then you need the remedy for sin. And the remedy for sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. Proverbs tells us also. Now notice firstly, there's two things we must do if we desire God's mercy. And we see them in Proverbs 28, verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. So this remedy, what I've shown you, the law will show your sin, but you must acknowledge your sin. You must realize and know that you're a sinner. And the Bible says we are sinners by nature, we're sinners by birth. Every one of us was born in sin. Every one of us was shaped in iniquity. And we need to forsake our sin, and we need to confess our sins, and we need to come to God's remedy, and God's remedy is the blood of Jesus Christ. Without the remedy, our sins will remain. If we don't forsake them, if we don't acknowledge them, we'll still have them. And we cannot enter heaven with our sins remaining. but we must come to Jesus Christ and have our sins cleansed and washed away. We must confess our sins to the Lord Jesus, and he will forgive our sins. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when we acknowledge our sins and when we come to God's remedy works. God's remedy is real. This remedy is so real that he says he will forgive your sins. God is faithful. God is a faithful God. I want you to think of that this morning. You know, your friends could let you down. Your neighbor could let you down. But the Lord will never forsake you. The Lord will never let you down. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And if you come to him with your sins, he's faithful and he's just to cleanse you and to wash you from all your sins. God has that remedy, praise God, for our sins. 1 John 1 and 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thank God for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. There's not, look, this is why for centuries the devil's been against the blood. People are writing hymn books today and they've took the blood out of the hymn books. They don't want people to sing about the blood. You can sing about anything, but don't sing about the blood. The new Bibles, many new translations are taking the blood out and the name of Jesus Christ out and his deity out. That's all the work of the devil. Because he knows the thing that God has given to overcome him is the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. The blood is God's remedy to cleanse from all sin. That remedy has never changed. There's no other remedy. There's no other way. This is God's way. This is God's remedy. God cannot and will not change that remedy. He is the one and the only cleanser from all sin, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way to do it. If we really desire to be saved, there's two things that we have to do if we really desire to be saved. And that is Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. And it tells us to believe in our heart and to confess with our mouth. These are the two things we really have to do if we want to be saved. And you say, I'm saved, but there could be people listening in today that's not saved. And this message is for them. And you should be encouraged that are saved. You should be glad that you're saved. You should be glad that somebody preached the gospel and you heard it and God moved you and you got saved. And others, we should be praying to get saved. Now many people say, I believe I'm part of the bride. If we're part of the bride of Jesus Christ, we should have the heart of the Lord. And as Jesus said, it's not my will that any should perish, but that all should be saved. If you want to be saved, you must believe with all your heart. Believe with all your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Believe with all your heart that the tomb is empty and Christ is risen. And then confess with your mouth unto righteousness that Jesus Christ is Lord. Confess him as Lord of your life, as Lord of your heart, and you will be saved. Praise God. Confession must be made. You must first confess Christ. Then you will have Christ as your own and personal Savior. Jesus Christ will not reject anybody. There's no such thing as Jesus rejecting somebody. All may come, praise God. All may come. The drunkard, the prostitute, all may come. This is an open invitation. Whosoever will may come. This is an invitation to all. Young man, young woman, God's inviting you. God's saying to you, the way is for you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. There's a way for you. You can come, and you can come today to the Lord Jesus Christ. John 6:37. All the Father giveth me shall come to me. Praise God. And him that cometh unto me, I shall in no wise cast out. I'm glad that all that will come, all will come that the Father has given. God knows everyone that's going to come. but you're not God, and I'm not God, and I don't know who's going to come, and you don't know who's going to come. Therefore, we must preach the gospel till every creature, and we must preach it all over the world till Jesus comes. And as far as I can tell, we're all still here yet. We're still here this morning. We're still in this world. It's still moving. It's still here. The things are still happening. So we must continue to preach the gospel here and everywhere till Jesus comes. Praise God. If we open our heart to receive Christ, what promise has he given us in Revelations 3 and 20? He's told us in Revelations 3 20, I will come in. Praise God. Jesus has promised us, if we open our heart and come to him, that he will come in. He will come into our heart. He will come into our life. He will change us. He'll birth us. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Think of our first scripture in John 1:12. If we receive Christ, what does he give us? Power to become the sons of God. So when he comes in, he gives us power. You say, I couldn't keep it. I wouldn't be able to do it. The Lord gives you the power. You can't do it yourself. You don't have to do it yourself. When he comes in with power. When he comes in to stay. When he comes in, he'll clean you. He'll wash you. He'll purify you. He goes further. He says he'll make you a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away, and behold, all things shall become new. Power to become sons of God. I will come into him. What a promise. What a blessing, what a salvation, what a message we have today. This is the real gospel, that when Jesus comes in, he changes a man, he changes a woman, he makes you new, he changes you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, he sobers a drunkard, he cleanses a prostitute, he makes a jailbird a preacher. That's what our gospel of our God is able to do today. And remember, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When we become sons of God, what experience do we have as a result? When we become sons of God, we have an experience as a result. When we become sons of God, 1 John, John chapter 1, verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When he comes in, I tell you, you're born of God. Born of God. You were born once of your mother. You were born flesh and blood of your mother. You were a child. And you took that name. You were part of the family. You were born into the family. But when you're born again, you take the name of God. And Jesus came in his Father's name, Jesus Christ. And you take that name. And that name becomes part of you. And you become part of that name. And you're born of God, praise God, but of God. Born of God, a new creature in Christ Jesus. When we receive Christ, what does God give us? Through Christ. What does he give you? Through Christ. Romans 6 and 23 tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So when you receive Jesus Christ, as soon, immediately as you receive Jesus Christ, you no longer are searching and looking for eternal life. Are you hearing me? But you receive eternal life that very moment, on that very spot. As soon as you receive Jesus Christ, you receive eternal life. Praise God. Eternal life. You'll never die. This flesh might die. But you have a soul that's saved, that'll go to heaven, that'll go to be with the Lord. The second death will have no power over you when you receive eternal life. You are saved for all time, and you are saved for all eternity when you receive the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, that's a message of hope. That's a message of hope, young man, young woman. That's a message of hope. You need to receive Jesus Christ, and he will give you eternal life immediately, on the spot, as soon as you receive him. We can know of a surety we have eternal life. Why? Because God gives record of that fact. You can know it. You can know it. You can have assurance. 1 John 5, verse 11 and 13. Hear these words. And this is the record that God has given us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Notice it doesn't say this life is in the church. It says it's in His Son. Notice He doesn't say this life's in some particular movement or organization. But I want to stress this again and again to my listeners, to my hearers. It's not in a movement. It's not in a church. It's not in an organization. But it's in the Son of God. This life is in the Son of God. There's no other way. Only Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If I, Jesus Christ, we have a duty to lift Jesus Christ. We have a duty to preach Jesus Christ. We do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the message of the gospel. That's the message that changes lives. That's the message that brings eternal life to men and women. The message of Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son of life, verse 12 of 1 John 5. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So you've only life if you have the Son. If you don't have the Son, you have no life. Verse 13, these things have been written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe in the name of the Son of God. So when you have the Son of God, you have eternal life. When you believe in the name of the Son of God, you have eternal life. Oh, my friends, this morning there's no other name like this name. There's no other name can do the things this name can do. Name me another name that can do this. You cannot do it. This is the only name. When you believe it, you're saved. This is the only name. When you believe it, you have eternal life. This is the only name. When you believe it, you receive power. Power immediately. Power on the spot to become sons of God. That you'll live forever. That you'll never die. That your soul's saved for all time and all eternity. Praise His name. There's power in this name to save. There's power in this name to heal. There's power in this name to fill with the Holy Ghost. There's power in this name to cast out devils. There's power in this name because there's no other name like the name of Jesus Christ. After we've received Christ, who lives in our hearts, now I want to say salvation gives power to overcome the world and the devil. This real salvation gives you power. Christians today are looking for power. People are saying, where's the power in the church? Let me give you the scripture. The Bible's clear. The Bible says, Paul says, the preaching of the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So the gospel's being preached properly. That is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. People say we want the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. It's the power of God unto salvation. It's the power of God to save sinners from the clutches of the devil into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Praise His name. Salvation gives power to overcome the world and the devil. After we have received Christ, who lives in our heart by faith? Who lives in your heart by faith? Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. My friend, you haven't come to this gathering by yourself if you're saved. I want to stress that to you. I want to tell you, every one of you in your cars, that the Lord's with you. Every one of you in your vehicles, the Lord's with you. The Bible is clear. The Bible says that He dwells in our hearts by faith. He goes further. He says, I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. The Lord is with you in the valley. The Lord is with you on the mountaintop. The Lord is with you everywhere you go. The Lord's with you. The Lord loves you. The Lord wants to bless you. The Lord wants to touch you. The Lord wants to do you good. Beloved, I wish you of all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul doth prosper. That's the words of God. That's the Bible. and the Bible is God's word, and the Bible is God's truth. Jesus Christ now lives in her heart. What a blessing. What a comfort to face every day. Jesus Christ living in her heart. What are we able to do through the strength Christ gives us? Oh, listen to this. What are we able to do through the strength that Christ gives us? Philippians 4:13. All things. We're able to do all things through the Christ. The strength that Christ gives us. All things. All things. I tell you, there's no good thing will the Lord withhold from them that walk upright before Him. But hear the word of God's clear. If you have received Jesus Christ, what are you able to do? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Maybe you rose this morning and you felt down. Maybe you rose this morning and you felt defeated. I want to tell you, dear brother, dear sister, that the Lord's with you and you have strength. You don't need to search for it. You don't need to go up to bring Him down or down to bring Him up. But the Lord's with you now. The Lord's near you now. He's closer than the breath you breathe. And you have the strength right now. And the strength's in you because the Lord's in you. And His power is in you. And His word's in you. And you can overcome. And you're going to do it. Praise God for the name of Jesus Christ. If we confess Christ before man, what will He do for us? In John 10:32, He tells us, Him will I confess before my Father in heaven. I tell you, we need to be Jesus confessors. Are you hearing me? We need to be confessing the Lord at our work. We need to be confessing the Lord in the shopping mall. We need to tell people we're saved. Don't be ashamed to preach Jesus. Don't be ashamed to share the gospel. Don't be ashamed to say, I belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because He loves me and He saves me and I belong to Him. Don't miss an opportunity. Take every opportunity to tell your friend, to tell your neighbor, oh, that you belong to the Lord. What movement do you belong to? None. But I belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Confess Him and He'll confess you before the Father. And we know if we deny Him, what will happen to us? In John 10:33, Him will I also deny before my Father in heaven. Never deny the Lord. Never be ashamed of the Lord. Never be ashamed of the Lord's name. Never be ashamed of the Lord's true people. Always believe the Lord. Always believe the word of the Lord. Never be ashamed of it. Hold on to the Lord, for the Lord is holding on to you. Don't give up. Don't give in. For greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Praise God. You can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. What kind of person is able to overcome the world in its temptations? 1 John 5 verse 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Hallelujah. Whatsoever is born of God. Are you hearing me? Maybe you thought this morning, I'm having trouble to overcome. I'm having trouble in my work. But the word of God's clear. It's plain. You can overcome if you're born of God. Are you born of God? Then you're an overcomer. Praise His name. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Back to the name. Back to the Lord. Oh, I tell you, the gospel's all about Him. The gospel's not about me. The gospel's not about you. The gospel's all about Him. If I be lifted up, the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, the Lord can save you and deliver you. And you could be an overcomer. Him that is born of God is a real overcomer. Let me quote to you the words of the wee song that I used to so often sing. Overcomers never walk backwards. Overcomers never take the long way round. Overcomers look straight up and over. Praise God. They never take the long way around. They never look back ways. Frogs do that. But the Christian looks onward and upward. Hallelujah. Because you are an overcomer. Why? Because Jesus is in you. Jesus is in you. I've shown you from the word of God He's in you. I've proved you from the scripture that you're an overcomer. Because the Lord's with you. The Lord's in you. I want you to be strengthened. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to tell the devil, I'm an overcomer, devil. I'm an overcomer today. I'm an overcomer tomorrow. And I'll be another one next week because of Jesus. Jesus is the reason I'm an overcomer. Praise his name. They'd never take the long way around. They just go straight up and over. And the crisis is beneath them on the ground. I tell you, the Lord's with you. The Lord's with you in every situation. The Lord will never forsake you. It's the Lord that gives you the strength when you would have fallen. It's the Lord that upheld you when you should have fallen short. Oh, praise God, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. Hallelujah. Why are God's children able to overcome the world? Are you hearing me? Why are God's children able to overcome the world? 1 John 4 verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You are able to overcome the world because somebody is in you that's not in the world. We're preaching the gospel to the world, but the world needs to receive Jesus Christ. But you have received Jesus Christ, so greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Because you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord. Jesus Christ as your Savior. And he's in you. He's in you today. He's in you to stay. He's in you to help you today. To help you tomorrow. Acknowledge the Lord. And the Lord will direct your paths. Praise God. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Praise God. We have someone greater in us than what is in the world. The lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm finishing shortly. Two things God people use to overcome the devil, and I preached a sermon right on this. Revelation 12 verse 11. Here's your keys. Here's your things to overcome. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 12 verse 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Praise God. Revelation 21 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I tell you, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb of God is the thing that makes you an overcomer. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. The devil doesn't want you to testify. The devil doesn't want you to say you're saved. He wants to spoil your testimony. He wants to ruin your testimony. But the Lord has saved you. Brother and sister, you have a testimony. And you've been given the power of the blood of the Lamb to overcome the devil on your testimony. Don't be afraid to use your testimony. What are you saying, brother? I'm saying, tell people, I was saved on this place, on this day. I got saved. I got washed in the blood of Jesus. I'll tell you, it'll strike the devil a blow. I'm telling you, it'll strike the devil a blow. He hates to hear it, that you're saved. My friend, if you're listening in, you need the blood of Jesus. You need the blood of Jesus to cleanse you. You need the blood of Jesus to wash you. You need to get a testimony. And the only way you can get a testimony is to get Jesus Christ. And when you get Jesus Christ, you'll get a testimony. Hallelujah! Because he'll change you and he'll transform you. Praise his lovely name. That's why we must keep our testimony. Who has promised to receive to heaven as a child of God? Him that overcometh. Praise God. I've shown you how you're going to overcome. God's promise. John 1 verse 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. I tell you, overcomers are going to inherit heaven. And you are an overcomer. Don't let the devil tell you for another moment. I'm telling you, the devil's a liar. The Bible calls him the father of lies. He lied to Eve. And he lies to you. And he lies to me. And we need to know he's a liar. And we need to tell the devil, you're a liar, devil. I believe God. I believe the word of God. And I'm going to overcome. And I'm going to reach heaven. And I'm going to reach home. Praise God. Let me say this to you as I close. I wrote this some time ago on a piece of paper, and I've copied it from the piece of paper great man of God said this, and I wrote it with my own pen and paper, and I've always kept it. And it's so simple, but so profound, and so true. Who is a Christian? Listen carefully to me, my friend listening in. We're not here to promote some organization. We're not here to promote some movement. But we are here to uplift the name of Jesus Christ and Him alone. That's why we're here. We're here to see people saved and healed by the gospel, which is the power of God on the salvation. Hear these words. What is a Christian? A Christian is any person, no matter what his color, class, or creed may have been, who believes the record that God has given of His Son in the Word of God, accepts the verdict of God upon himself as a sinner, confesses he is lost and hell deserving, makes his heart bare on all its sins to God only, asks to be cleansed in the Savior's precious blood, throwing himself for salvation by faith alone, through grace alone, on Christ alone. The true Christian gladly confesses, I'm only a sinner, nothing at all, but Jesus Christ is my all and all. That's a Christian. That's a Christian. A man that acknowledges he's lost and undone without God and His Son. And he turns to the Lord through Christ alone, by grace alone. Oh, you see, you don't need no extras. God's word's clear. God's word's plain. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe you're listening in today and you're going through in a terrible time and you don't know what way to turn and you don't know what to do. I want to tell you today, you need to turn to Jesus Christ today. Turn to the Lord with your whole heart. Call upon the Lord. Believe upon the Lord, and you will receive victory and power, and the blood of Jesus, God's Son, will cleanse you and wash you from all sin. I'm going to ask that we bow our heads. I'm going to ask that we come for prayer. My friend, maybe somebody even in this gathering in these cars, maybe you're down. Maybe you feel you're backslidden. Maybe you feel you're not where you should be. Oh, but my friend, I want to tell you, if you have received Jesus, He's with you. He's with you here. He's with you now. He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. Start to confess Him again. Start to praise Him. Start to pray to Him. Start to look to Him. Read the Word of God and receive strength and blessing from the Word of God. Bow your heads wherever you are. I want to give opportunity to anyone that's not saved. The scripture is clear that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I can't save you, but Jesus can. Heavenly Father, I bow before Thee in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank You for the gospel. I know it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that Thou would give deciding grace to all that's listening to Your word today. May the Spirit of God move on men and women, and may they come to Christ and accept Him as their Lord and Savior. Father, I pray for those that need a physical touch in their body. Satan, I rebuke you. I rebuke your works and your diseases, and I rebuke the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I ask for the touch of God upon the people in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, I confess Your word. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon Him. And with the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I thank You for the salvation, and I thank You for the healing in Jesus' precious name. Lord, if there's a man or a woman that's never known about the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit move them. May the Holy Spirit fill them and thrill them in Jesus' precious name. Fathers, we come to close. Bless your word, we pray. Send it out where you've ordained for it to go. And may Jesus Christ receive all the honor and all the glory. Bless your brother Gary as he comes. And bless all your people. Keep them safe. Watch over them. And answer every prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each one. Don't forget 4:30. We will be live on Facebook. Our church message. We've got it fixed. We've got it going. And we do appreciate our brother Idris for helping us so much, and our brother Matthew, and brother Guy for his faithfulness in the songs, and each and everyone that's here. May the Lord bless you. Keep on keeping on. God bless each one. Pray for me also this evening at 7:30. I'll be preaching again for Limerick City Church, and pray for that fellowship, that God will move and that God will do something wonderful. God bless you all. Brother Gary.
Lord, can we sing 427 in the Redemption Hymn Book? When upon life's billows your cap is tossed, when you were discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. When upon life's billows you were pray as we close in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you indeed are the only provided way of life, for indeed you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord Jesus, we bless you this morning, and we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll help us, Lord, as we go from day to day. Keep us and preserve us. Keep us in health, we pray. Help us, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, to look always to thee, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we pray, Lord, you'll help us to be your witness until you would call. Indeed, help us to be ambassadors for you in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Lord, once again, I ask you, Lord, now, Lord, while the service comes to a close, that the Holy Ghost will continue to minister on and speak to hearts, especially those that's not saved. And we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you will save souls for your kingdom's sake and for thine own precious name's sake. And Lord, we give you all the glory, the honour and the praise, for it belongs to thee. And Lord Jesus Christ, once again, Lord, for those that are sick or afflicted, heal them now in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Lord, for the service this evening in Limerick, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'll bless it. And Lord Jesus Christ, that you will indeed give us the victory in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the works of Satan, as we've already heard. And Lord Jesus Christ, we pray indeed you'll have your way. And Lord, we just ask now, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll